Now, in our Happy Home and Garden segment today, we want to revisit the issue of asbestos in our homes and buildings and to update you on the latest developments around its planned eradication from those spaces. You might not know that new regulations were passed last year that really have put the foot on the accelerator here and basically mean that there is now a finite window of opportunity to identify and remove any lingering asbestos materials from your home. If you didn't know, if you've still got some lurking in the house somewhere, please pay careful attention to this next interview because my guest is going to talk us through what the new legal framework says and advise us on how to comply with it. With me on the line is Jeffrey Jack, who is the MD of the Indawo Group, which includes a number of companies that are involved in painting and waterproofing and construction industries. Crucially to this conversation, though, they are an approved asbestos contractor. And we'll explain why that's significant in a few minutes. But Jeffrey, first of all, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Pippa.
Let's start with a little bit of a recap. For the sake of those who don't really know the context here, Jeffrey, once upon a time, asbestos would have been used quite widely in building everything from homes to factories to shopping centres. Not anymore, though. That was several decades ago already, I think, we started realising that there were potentially long-term problems with its use. Not so.
That is correct, Pippa. There were many different asbestos, whether it be in the automotive products with brake linings, brake pads, then you also had ceiling products with various ceiling tiles, panels, and then obviously more in our field is the roof sheeting, roof tiles, vinyl tiles on floors. So asbestos was used in various different types of products.
Okay, now, as I mentioned, it's been a while that we've known that that is no longer a desirable thing. Won't you very briefly explain for us what are the risks of having asbestos in around you?
Well, the risk with having asbestos, especially when it's become brittle, is the chances of contracting the fibres within your lungs, which then causes various different types of asbestos. So depending on the type of asbestos, there's different diseases that could be contracted. So you get your cementitious or the crystallite type asbestos as well as the blue asbestos. So with the different types of asbestos, there's different consequences that could be contracted as a disease.
Okay, so the bottom line is that it's no longer viewed as a desirable building material. And in fact, there have been steps underway for a long time to ban its use outright. That's fine going forward, but it doesn't deal with the issue of the asbestos that is already there in the roofs and the ceilings and the floor tiles, etc., of many buildings. Now, as of late last year, Jeffrey, this process seemed to sort of start accelerating quite rapidly. Can you brief us on the latest asbestos abatement regulations that were passed at the end of 2020?
Yes, I can. So the asbestos abatement regulations is basically added on to the original Occupational Health and Safety Act of 85 of 1993, which is the OHS Act. And basically what has now transpired is to get rid of the abatement regulation is to try and stop the maintenance of asbestos and to basically abate it in its entirety. So the big change is basically from the November 2020, building owners have 18 months to identify asbestos on their building by employing a competent person with a knowledge of asbestos. Thereafter, once they've done that, they need to do a risk assessment if there is asbestos contained in their building to assess the dangers, and that would have to be done every 24 months if there is asbestos in the particular building. So if you've got any asbestos on your roofs, a risk assessment will have to be done to assess it, and then from there you would have to look at whether the dangers require the asbestos to be removed or whether it just needs to be reassessed in 24 months. But the time frame that people and building owners have, as well as homeowners, is the 18 months to get a register in place and then to do the assessment that follows.
So that was
based on assessment will determine what work is required.
Okay, so that was 18 months from November 2020. So roughly April next year is the cutoff date. Jeffrey, is it easy to spot? I mean, I hear a lot of people going, well, how am I supposed to know whether there's any or not? Because I understand that some modern building materials quite closely resemble what asbestos would have looked like in the day. Does anybody who owns a house, a factory, a retail environment have to appoint a professional to come and look? I mean, what's the starting point of wondering whether you're likely to have any there at all?
I think the biggest or the easiest way to answer that question, Papa, is if there's any doubt that it may be asbestos, is always to rather get a professional involved. They are asbestos, approved inspection authority, which is an acronym for AIAs in the industry, but they will actually test the asbestos under microscope in order to do the assessment to know what type of asbestos is on the building, and thereafter will be able to determine what method and what repair methodology is required, whether we can replace it or whether it can just be assessed in another 24 months' time.
Okay. And I know that there are different classifications that they're going to sort of grade it at, depending on the state of repair or disrepair that it's in and how much of it is there, etc. So that's a level of detail you would expect the professionals to be able to go in for you. Jeffrey, somebody's WhatsApped me to ask about asbestos in their old plant pots, saying, I've got these old plant pots that used to contain asbestos or just fibre cement. I'm worried that they might not be safe for vegetable growing. Sorry, her name is Tess. Any advice for Tess?
So with regards to that, again, if there is a concern, the best would be then to dispose of the asbestos, again, as a small area. So with the new regulations, there's different types of asbestos and quantities that can be removed. And that specific incident or example that's just been used would fall under type 1 asbestos, which includes painting of asbestos, cement products that do not need surface preparation, or the cause of any release of asbestos fibers, or the removal of less than 10 square meters of asbestos. So less than 10 square meters of asbestos won't require an approved registered contractor to do the work. That's something individuals could do themselves, but it has to be less than 10 squares. But you still need to inform the Department of Labor. A notification must be sent to them that you are dumping or disposing of the asbestos.
And where should you be disposing of it, Jeffrey?
There are various sites, but here in Western Cape would be the Fissers Hawk dumping site. The approved municipal site is Fissers Hawk.
Okay. Colleen also asking, she says, we've got a 95-year-old house that we bought 5 years ago that's got our roof and ceiling made of asbestos. Will they have to be replaced, is her question.
It would all depend currently on the assessment of the asbestos, whether it's currently encapsulated and whether there is any potential of fibres being released. But over a long-term period, one is no longer able to clean or paint. So in the future, all asbestos will have to be replaced in the near future. So maybe not in the next year or two if it's recently been painted, but thereafter, as soon as the paint starts deteriorating, which paint will always do, at that stage the asbestos will have to be removed or replaced.
Okay, and would the same apply to homes that have got asbestos gutters, Jeffrey?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. We're talking to Jeffrey Jack, who is MD of the Indawo Group. They are an approved asbestos contractor, talking to us about the changes that have happened with the new regulations that came into play in November last year. Rob is on the line from Constantia with a question, I believe, about water pipes. Rob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to your guests. Yes, the question is that previously a lot of the water pipes that are around were constructed with asbestos elements in there as well. Is anything being done about that, as well as some of water towers, older water towers, are lined with asbestos as well? What is the current regulations with regards to that?
Thanks, Rob. With regards to all asbestos at the moment, there's been a massive movement with government as well as tertiary institutions to start replacing asbestos in its entirety. However, you'll find many water tanks still on older buildings that feed via gravity feed that is still in use and are presumed will be in use for some time to come. However, as soon as asbestos is still being wet or in a moist state, it actually doesn't have any risk of causing any harm to the individual. So with water pipes, generally, over a time period, if it's constantly in water, it shouldn't be a problem. It's when those tanks or pipes have dried out and starts deteriorating, those fibers may be able to cause hooks. And obviously, if consumed or bypasses your throat into your lungs without having any moisture, that is when the problem starts occurring and the diseases could be contracted.
So if the pipes are in decent condition, Jeffrey, am I understanding you correctly that we shouldn't be worried, or long-term are they going to have to be replaced as well?
I believe long-term they're also going to have to be replaced. So again, if there are concerns, the best would be to have assessment done. But at the moment, as soon as it has been or carrying water and water is able to almost, how can I say it?
Okay, but sorry, I'm just one eye on the clock. I'm going to move on, Jeffrey, because one important thing that's being raised by several people here is the cost of this job. Interesting email in from an insurance contractor who says, we are the ones who often quote on repairs following storms and fires, etc., and are acutely aware of the requirements and the regulations and the costs. The insurers are still reluctant to accept that no matter how small the repairs are, there is a process to be followed with applicable costs. Many still hope that contractors will just get on with the work and attend to it without meeting those. And this person's comment is, I'm one of those who will not attend unless all criteria are satisfied. Jeffrey, several people pointing to the fact it can be a very costly business dealing with the removal of asbestos. It's got to be done in a very particular fashion by an approved contractor if it is in a state of disrepair. So,
100% correct. And the problem at the moment is the enforcement thereof. But I believe the Department of Labor has put many more inspectors on the road to enforce this, as well as AIAs that are going to be monitoring and ensuring that the compliance is followed. So going forward, to answer your question, they will be enforcing, and there is actually a fine and penalty that comes with this new legislation. So there is actually imprisonment that could be enforced if the law is not adhered to.
Okay. Jeffrey, would this be something that is likely to be covered by homeowners insurance? Several people saying, you know, I've got a house with a large extent of asbestos, or in one case, somebody with a factory that's got 15,000 square meters of asbestos roof, saying who covers the cost of replacing that if it has to be done? Would it be covered by insurance as far as you know?
To my knowledge, I don't think so. I think it falls back onto the building owner. But unfortunately, I'm not in the insurance industry, so I won't be able to answer that.
Fair enough. Okay, Jeffrey. Just before we run out of time, in closing, you've mentioned several times now. It's an intricate business. A lot of specialist knowledge is needed to assess the condition of the asbestos, to know how to deal with it if it does have to be replaced. Where does one go to make sure that one has a registered contractor working on this? I mean, obviously, we've said Indawo Group we know is an approved contractor. Is there a website or an industry body that lists who is approved for this kind of work?
That is correct. With the Department of Labor and Employment, you would be able to check on their website. They've got a list of all registered approved contractors, as well as the latest asbestos abatement regulations. And the regulations are quite self-explanatory. If you do go through it, it actually sets it out extremely well as to what the client's responsibilities are, what the contractor's responsibilities are, and what are the risks if you don't follow those procedures that have been put into place.
Jeffrey Jack, thank you so much for helping us to get a broad level understanding of those new regulations. Jeffrey is the MD of the Indawo Group, who are registered and approved asbestos contractors. So they are a good starting point. If you want to look for more information, there's plenty about the new regulations on their website, which is indawo.biz.